This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Yeah, they finally leaked the information that we were so desperate to see.
They did?
Yes.
Who are they? What are you talking
about? Well, you know, it's Matt Gaetz. The Secret Life of Matt Gaetz finally released. So,
but didn't we already know most of this stuff?
We knew it. We didn't see what the report, the investigation turned up. Turned up the same information that we've all heard over and over again, but a lot of people haven't paid attention to it, including every MAGA that's living out there right now.
Okay.
They don't pay attention to anything they do on their side of the aisle. My God, it's all... sent by God. You don't have to question that.
God. There's a lot to go through.
Where's my voice?
I don't know.
It's a kind of weird voice today, I think.
It's the weather.
Yeah.
It's the weather.
Must be that.
Yeah. It's drizzly, kind of rainy.
Yeah.
It rained last night, and I think a lot of it's out of here, but it's still kind of dreary and overcast this morning. But mild, 60 degrees.
I know.
Start things out.
It's hot.
But temperatures will be dropping.
Looks like I picked the wrong day to wear a sweater.
I guess so. You got a t-shirt on under there. You could peel that off if you
think
want
so?
To.
Yeah. It's actually attached to the...
Oh, is it? Yeah, wow. It's like a... It's a fake t-shirt thing.
It's like a Dickie, but it isn't.
But it's not. Do you remember Dickies? You ever heard of a Dickie?
Like, you're not talking about like the brand of pants, are you?
No.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's a kind of shirt? No, I have not heard of that.
It's a fake turtleneck.
Oh, what do you mean a fake turtleneck?
It's like having just the collar area of a t-shirt.
And it would go underneath a shirt.
But why would you want that?
Well, that's why they don't make them anymore. Because nobody wanted them.
Well, no one thought, why do we need that? So they attached it to... They attached it to this, you know,
to the shirt, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Or you could buy them separately and put them under your own shirts.
That is so weird.
It looks like you're wearing a turtleneck underneath
your... It's just not as hot as wearing the entire shirt underneath your other shirt.
Right. Yeah. Those were the days. Okay.
Yeah, those were the days.
So we got clouds this morning. Should we check out the afternoon
I don't know. Should
temperature?
We? Do you think anybody cares?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about that. Well, I mean, it's warm out there right now. Who the hell cares what happens later on?
It seems very warm here in the studio, but it could just be me.
Don't say that.
No? Okay.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get the weather roulette wheel.
This is the morning I go topless.
Is it?
No.
Okay. We planned to do that yesterday.
Yeah,
we were going to do it today.
We promised to do that, but...
Yeah.
We were lying. there's no chance anybody wants
to
see
just
senior
how
citizens
hot it's
without
get today
shirts
to see if it's worthwhile stripping down or not.
No, that doesn't. No, it's never worthwhile.
It's too late now. The roulette wheel is rolling.
All right.
And so is the ball. And here it comes. Our afternoon high temperature is going to be cooler than our temperature right now.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature is going to drop today to about 52 by the time you head home.
Is that what the ball
later
said?
That's what the ball said. Red 52.
Okay, red 52. Okay.
Yeah, cloudy through the day.
All right.
Oh, boy, glad we got through that. It's 10 minutes past the hour. Our phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can text us, 879-TALK.
If anybody wants to get a hold of us, all I have to go to the Civic Media app and, you know, just hit the text button and
how do they get that app,
message.
Sam?
It's a magical thing called the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can download it right there.
Okay.
That's right. Or Google Play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to get.
And we don't free care about Apple. We don't care about Apple.
No, we don't. You don't like Apple.
There's
don't
a lot of people. Them. You're just trying to discard half your audience who has Apple
not,
phones?
Not discard them. No. I want to convince them to get rid of their Apple phones and Apple That's computers and everything else that they try to rip you off of.
They paid a lot of money for those computers and phones.
They're
not going to let them go that easy. Yeah, just because you said
the thing
so.
Is, my older son is, it just goes on a tirade every time Apple comes out with something new.
He likes them.
Because he hates them so much. Okay. So much. Because every time they come out with some late breaking technology, right? Mm. It's something that's been around for at least 20 years by Android. But, you know, they came up with it. You know, it's Apple, they're inventive. they're liars, and they make you pay a lot of money.
It's like when somebody else repeats your joke but louder, and then everyone laughs at that.
Yes.
Wow, that's a good analogy. Wow.
Excellent.
Man, that's really thoughtful.
Well, that's
okay.
I don't even know where to go after that.
Yeah, we got to sit down after that. We've just
been outdone here. Nothing we could say all morning long is going to be that profound.
He's taken over.
I'm always deep in thought. Yeah. Thank you.
Got a plan to.
Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. Sam Davison.
Yes.
Hey, let's check out the National Day calendar for this November 19th. Boy, where is this month going?
I know.
It's just flying by.
Thank goodness.
It'll be Thanksgiving before we know it.
Christmas.
Yeah. And New Year's.
Wow.
Then Valentine's Day. It just goes on and on. Is it or is it not National Play Monopoly Day? Is it or is it not Philly Steak Cheesesteak Day?
Yeah.
Is it National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day? Is it any of those days, John? What day is it not?
It's not National Carbonation Beverage Day.
With caffeine?
Yes.
It actually is National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Sam?
Philly Cheesesteak Day?
You got it correct.
All right.
Yay, you got a shiny new dime added to your account. You can expect a big bonus check at the end of the year.
You guys plan this behind my back, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Just to make sure I'm wrong every morning.
National Play Monopoly. When was the last time you sat down with the boys and played Monopoly? You and Ann and the kids? Do you play Monopoly a lot?
I don't play games.
Oh, you don't play games?
No.
No board games for you?
I think the last game I ever played was the Hot Wheels card game that they came out with. My son,
my son
really loved that card game.
Did he?
And I think he loved it because he made up the rules himself as we went along. I accused him of it anyway. He said, no, I read the rules, Dad. I said, no, this seems like you're making up the rules as we're going along. And that's the last time I played a game with my kids.
Sam, are you into Monopoly at all?
I don't think I've ever played Monopoly.
You know, didn't we see a news story a while back about they were going to come out with a Madison Monopoly game?
Yes.
I wonder if that's out yet in time for Christmas.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to do a little research on that.
We'll workshop it.
Okay. National Play Monopoly Day, November 19th, recognizes the iconic board game that lands us on Park Place, Boardwalk, or even in jail. Known as one of the most popular board games in the world, Monopoly was originally based on a board game designed by Elizabeth Maggie in 1902. It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
1902. Since then, the game has been played by an estimated 500 million people since 1935 when it became widely available. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I got to get one of the get out of jail free cards from the game. Yeah, in my wallet, I always keep an Uno reverse card. So if somebody does something to me that I don't want, I just hand them the card, and then they have to do it to themselves or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I should get a get-out-of-jail-free card in case, like, I get pulled over or something for speeding. I can hand it to the cop, and then he'll let me go.
He'll think that's funny, I'll let you go. Okay. Stick with that plan. Okay. It's National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. Because, you know, caffeine, it's a good thing to have in a carbonated beverage.
Well, apparently. Yeah, you have to have carbonation with caffeine.
Gives us an
opportunity. Carbonated coffee?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. On November 19th, we can explore the variety of carbonated beverages with caffeine. Some people cannot have caffeine due to medical reasons. That would be me.
Yeah, at this point.
Others choose to avoid caffeine as a personal choice. There are millions of people who reach for the caffeine every morning and some days, sometimes all day long. That's where you get trapped. You don't want to drink it all day long.
No, you don't want to do it.
Just one or two cups of coffee or, caffeine beverage, and then just let it go. Goes way back, actually. 1767, Englishman Joseph Priestley suspended a bowl of distilled water above a beer vat at a local brewery in Leeds, England. His experiment led to a method of infusing water with carbon dioxide to make carbonated water.
Oh,
that was kind of...
Yeah.
He had nothing else to do, apparently. Let's just try
this. Made it sound real easy. Infuse carbonation with water.
Okay.
It's not that easy to do.
Yeah. His invention of carbonated water is the major and defining component of major soft drinks.
I think you have to kind of pressurize the water a little bit.
You think so?
Inject the carbonation in. Cold coffees that they have, they're kind of... I'm not into that too much.
No.
But to make them more exciting, they add nitrogen to the coffee.
Do they?
Yeah. It adds...
Why?
And nitrogen is a finer bubble than carbonation.
Hmm.
And so it gives it that kind of an edge to it, a tasty, bubbly edge to it.
Okay.
A smooth edge to it. And carbonation is just too dramatic. So they don't use carbonation.
That's
for coffees. Thank you. Thank you very much.
that was
very sincere.
Very. Let's check the history books.
Let's check the history books.
Open it up.
Let's
come on.
Take a look.
Open it up.
Open it up.
It dusted around here last night. That's so bad.
That's much.
Good God.
It's much better in here.
Kept this dust over by Sam. Mm-hmm.
You guys like set up a fan to blow it back towards me, didn't you?
Yes, we did overnight.
We did.
Put that in there.
Okay, let's see what we got in the book today. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln, he gave the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to, before the show today, because I was just sitting around a little bit, trying to figure out how much I knew of the Gettysburg Address off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I could only remember the first sentence.
47 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Am I good so far?
Yeah.
Our forefathers did something really cool.
They brought forth onto this continent a new nation.
Yeah.
Conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Okay.
I think that's right.
I think you're pretty close.
Yeah. What else happened today?
I don't know.
The Apollo mission everyone forgets. Today in 1969, Apollo 12 landed on the moon.
Apollo 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was on Apollo 12?
I don't know.
The list? Okay. All right.
I did see there's significantly less video footage from that mission because one of the astronauts pointed the camera at the sun and it broke it.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. We'll have to come back with a little more in just a sec.
All right. Okay.
It's John and Gordy in the morning.
The excitement level is just incredible at this point.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and what was that little, that boing?
I don't know.
What the hell was that?
It's in that little jazzy tune. Well, it's called Jazz Monkey, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, just a little
I was gonna say,
happy-go-lucky song.
I was going to say, remember the Gordy's Back intro that we made?
Yeah.
And there's a line in there. There was just something about the way he handled his pointer.
That's
boing.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from that.
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. Back to the history books.
Yes.
Sam,
let's see. I didn't expect you to come back to that.
What did you want me to?
We got one more thing.
You want me to tap dance a little bit?
No. Okay. I want to see you actually physically tap dance
well,
sometime.
Good luck.
You got to get your your tap shoes back.
Yeah.
Today in 2007, Amazon's Kindle goes on sale.
2007.
Yeah. The ebook revolution.
Yes.
I hate ebooks. Yes.
I can't handle.
They're fantastic.
You like
John,
those?
What is wrong with you?
Well, you know, they've designed them to make it look like you're turning a page.
Right.
They're really kind of cool at this point. Stupid.
Electronic ink screens.
Yeah.
But I just want to hold a physical book. I don't want to hold a tablet with a paper-like screen.
Well, then you got to hold it open. You got to get a bookmark.
So you're all for crazy book burning, stuff. Huh? You want to just get rid of all
burn
the damn
all the books.
Just get rid of books.
Yeah.
Just rely
make
on
them all digital. And if you ever lose the internet, well, that's it. No books.
That's it.
That's,
too bad.
That's the end of civilization.
Too bad for all of us. Okay. Okay.
Couple birthdays today. Mm-hmm. Jack Dorsey, the guy who founded Twitter and a couple other tech companies, he was born today. And it's Jodie Foster's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Jack Dorsey guy, you know, came up with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Was
he
the guy who actually sold it to Elon?
Well, I think so.
Well, it was a public company, and then Elon just bought enough shares to basically
it
own it.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Yeah, he tried to back out. I wish he had backed out.
What's he doing
now? But then
now?
The government forced him to go through with the deal. So the government actually... put this whole machine in place. My God.
Great. Wonderful. Yeah. But we hear that Elon and Donald Trump are not getting along now.
Yes, finally.
Their bromance is broken up.
They're not broken up. No, they're not going separate ways yet.
Oh,
yet.
I read that wrong. Then.
Really? Is that what they said?
No, they didn't say that. They just said that they had a big, big hissy fit.
They go on a couple fight
at dinner, right?
At a dinner in front of a bunch of people last Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're only... We're just finding out about it now. I don't get that.
Well,
are they going to go to couples counseling and work it out?
Maybe.
Taxes on Social Security, trust funds run out of the money.
Yeah.
Benefits.
All scary
benefits.
Headlines. Okay. Yeah. Are we done with the history and the?
Yeah. Do you want?
Birthdays?
Do you want me to? Do you want me to hit the?
There you go.
That's it. Okay.
I got an idea for a. A show segment.
Okay.
You see it right on the outline there. You asked me yesterday about it, and I forgot to explain it.
Well, what is it?
So it's explain it now.
It's the talk feature.
Talk feature.
Yeah, I want to get some intros, you know, musical intros that we could put together, and then have it as our intro for a specific feature that I want to feature here on the show.
Talk.
Yes. And what? And here's the thing. I ran across... You know, TikTok, I don't know how long it's going to be around. It doesn't seem like it's in a rush to be closed down anytime soon. But anyway, as you go through TikTok, you run across a lot of people who have some great political commentary, right?
Sure.
And I don't know who these people are. They're not news people. They're just regular everyday citizens out there, Americans, that have an opinion. And I thought, you know, I'm going to put some of these rants that they have on our show. And the feature will be talk.
Instead of TikTok, talk.
Exactly.
Finally crystallized in my mind.
There you go.
Where you're going.
So, I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good idea. I mean, a lot of people out there have these brilliant, brilliant rants.
Right.
I mean, they've specialized, they've focused on a certain issue, and then they go for it. And I'm just fascinated by their opinions. So, we'll have to try that, and... We'll put it together fairly soon if somebody has the time.
No, Sam and I will get going on that. We'll workshop it, run around the table.
I've been putting off getting TikTok for so long, but I might have to now.
Yeah.
See what it's all about.
Just start pulling the clips we're going to play. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get sucked into the rabbit hole. You're going to see me scrolling for hours and hours after the show. I'm never going to get off my phone.
Well, you know, that's the thing that, happened, doom scrolling.
Yeah.
You just spend hours doing it sometimes.
Sucked
you find
into
yourself
it.
Into that. Yeah.
That's why I've started to go back to reading books. Sam, you know, reading books.
Sure.
It's a good thing.
It is.
Well,
okay.
I say that I like books, but I don't actually read that much.
Oh, well.
You just like the looks of them, you know, on a bookshelf?
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
it'd be a little weird if you had a bookshelf full of Kindles.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense at all.
That wouldn't make any sense. But you're almost done with Mike McCabe's book.
Oh, I'm done with it. Oh, yeah.
I
finished it right before we went. Sam and I went to see him at his book signing.
Ah, okay.
When was that? A week or two? That was a couple of weeks ago.
That was a couple weeks ago, yeah. Day after the election.
So what happened at the end?
I'm not going to tell you. What are you talking about? No,
you just don't want to read a book, do you?
Have you read any of the books?
Me, I think I'm on like chapter four. I read a little bit before we went to the book signing, and then I don't think I've touched it since.
Well, come on,
you weren't inspired.
It gets better and better, and there's some real surprises. Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't want to give it away, but there's some big reveals in there. I know you don't read books anymore, do you, John?
The star character in it becomes a Fox News anchor of some sort.
I don't think that's in the book. I didn't see that.
All right, I
I don't think so.
Just spitballing.
It's a good idea. All right. It's 6:28. Phone lines are still open. 608-879.
The only reason I brought it up is because Sean Duffy is now nominated to be the transportation secretary.
Oh, Sean Duffy.
We hate Sean Duffy.
Anything about Sean Duffy. What? So he's going to take over for Pete Buttigieg as the transportation
secretary? Yeah, he was on one of these Real World episodes on MTV, appeared naked in the windows, ran around the apartment naked. Yeah, he's a real showboat.
He used to be my congressman in northern Wisconsin.
That's right.
What does he know about public transportation or anything like that?
Well, he's really qualified, I guess, because the megas were always criticizing...
All right. What?
Pete Buttigieg. For not being qualified,
which
is crazy.
We'll get into more of that when John and Gordy in the Morning continues.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Love this segment. You know, we always take a look at what's going on in Mega World.
Sure.
And who knew that they would suddenly turn into something called...
What?
Idiocracy.
They pretty much own it.
I mean, really, it was totally unexpected. Mm. and now we're living through Idiocracy 2. So before we get to our first story, and that is Elon Musk's AI, Grok, coming out against him, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Mark on the line right now. Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for calling. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you brought a little bit of history there, Abraham Lincoln's getting a big address. With the spoil system coming rapidly back into government and, the diminution of the whole merit-based system, it might pay for Donald Trump to remember that the story of John Garfield, when a disappointed office seeker, a man who thought he helped, Garfield become president of the United States, took rather drastic action and... which led to the death of John Garfield. I mean, the guy figured, Guiteau, I think his name was, he thought he was essential to Donald Trump being, not Donald Trump, to Garfield becoming elected to presidency of the United States and set out to assassinate him because he didn't get the job he thought he was entitled to. And I certainly hope that we do not see a repeat of that. But that was one of the impetus, I guess, of... remember in history that we wanted to have a merit-based system in this country, that there was rapid action taken by his predecessor to established, actually established, so we actually have qualified people running our agencies here in the United States, and I see that getting drastically rolled back by some of Trump's appointments and a loyalty oath to the, your fealty is to the United States and to the Constitution of the United States, not to the president. The president is just in office and and not a monarchy. I mean, and that is this.
Well,
it's one of the fears that the founders had is the, that the anti-federalists apparently had is that we were just establishing a monarchy by having a president, and apparently that's what MAGA wants.
Yep, those days are gone.
we're going to that system right
it
now.
It seems like that's ancient history.
And, it's kind of funny too, because you know we always said that billionaires and millionaires were trying to take control of the country, right?
Right.
And now we're seeing it.
Yes.
And point blank, we're seeing it.
Right.
So it wasn't so much a Democrat, liberal, progressive talking point. It's for real. And here we are. Yeah, and people voted for it, by the way. They wanted to see this happen.
Yeah, super rich. Let them deal with it. They're very successful. They know how to work organizations figure it all out.
Well, they're job creators. You know that. So we have to kowtow to them and kneel to the corporate billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what it's all about now.
And it sounds like, you know, we're just repeating the old stuff that the Democrats used to say way back when. But, well, here we are.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Well, they're continuing to gather around at Mar-a-Lago. By the way, have you heard that this Morning Joe, you know, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski?
Yeah.
They went down to Mar-a-Lago
I heard that.
For the
what
weekend.
What a weird thing to happen.
And they talked to him, and I was watching a little bit of it this morning. Uh-huh. They were talking about, you know, hanging out with Trump and talking to him and just kind of talking about the next 4 years.
Not good.
You know, I noticed that Joe Scarborough was doing all the talk. Not that Mika Brzezinski speaks up much anyway.
Right.
But she didn't have a word to say the first half hour. She just sat there, looked like she was steamed about the whole thing, about going down to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I would have been.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, when they went down there and they met with Trump, Trump was only doing it as an exercise to see just how they would grovel, how they would change their story, how they would appease him in whatever way possible. He just sat there probably and just absorbed the adoration. Just
soak it all up. Yeah.
Mika was probably really angry about the whole thing.
I think they were just trying to reach out and say, hey, you know, we're just trying to do our jobs up here. You know, just let us. Say what we say.
And trashing you is just a cool thing. Don't worry about
it.
You know,
it's just television.
Don't take NBC off the air. Yeah. You know, just you know, leave us alone. You know, we'll be nice to you. You know, we'll grovel.
I don't think they were trying to kiss the ring or anything.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know. Maybe
that was a drastic move.
It was shocking, actually.
For two talk show hosts, who work for MSNBC, to go to Mar-a-Lago and meet with Trump, this doesn't make any sense unless it's on camera.
Yeah.
If it's not on camera, then forget the damn thing.
Maybe they tried to do an interview. I don't know about that. Maybe they
should.
Did
they should
something.
Not have done it.
But I know in the early days of MSNBC, they used to have him on the show. I mean, he'd call in at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually ever appeared there, but on set. But they used to have some discussions with him before he was president. That was many years ago. A lot of things have changed since then. Okay.
Well, hold your enemies close, I guess.
Yes, maybe. Maybe that's the idea.
Keep them in check.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about the other.
Which?
The other leader of our country.
Which other leader?
Leader two. Leader B. Elon
J.D.
Musk.
Vance?
Elon Musk.
Oh, you know, we haven't heard anything from J.D. Vance at all.
I was going to mention that, too.
He doesn't show up in any
photos. He's not any place.
He hasn't. Where is he?
Yeah, he's not in the news.
He's insignificant.
He doesn't
matter in the news.
He is gone at this point.
Yeah.
Catherine wants to know what Joe said also.
You know, he didn't really reveal much of the conversation. That was the odd thing. He just talked about going down there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a nice visit and they, you know, they had a lunch or something and sat around. But he didn't really talk about what Trump had to say.
Oh.
So I think you're probably right. Trump maybe Trump didn't have a lot to say.
Right.
Just
wanted to see what they had to say.
See what they were into.
Yeah. How they're going to kind of, try to get along with him.
Well, maybe.
Because everybody's doing that to him right now.
Kissing the ring.
Because no one expected him to win the damn lottery. God, this is just, it's still, I don't care what anybody, it's still shocking. All right. It's more shocking than it was in 2016.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
This Nobody just we didn't see happened. This happening at all.
Right.
And everybody was taking a look at what the politicians were saying. Were the Democrats on message and how unmessaged was Trump, and everybody's looking at all of the details of the candidates, but they weren't looking at the details of the electorate, the people who voted. They didn't look at that, and these people were out there just waiting for a dictator, somebody to tell them that everything is just fine. We don't care about the news because the news can't be believed, so we need somebody else to tell us what the news is and what can be believed. And the public said, Trump, let's do it. As much as Kamala was offering, $25,000 for your first home,
right.
$50,000 for starting up a business, taking care of greedflation. None of that stuff
protecting
mattered.
Social Security, all
and,
those things.
And giving more child support, child care, helping seniors in their own homes. None of that mattered.
It didn't. It just
it was
seemed
the
like,
price of eggs.
The price of eggs, more than anything. No, the what happened? Kamala presented a great campaign, terrific candidate, great campaign,
unbelievable, great
but
campaign.
A laundry list of everything we're going to do for you. The problem is, everybody knew Trump just one message, or really the economy and immigration.
Right.
We're going to deport people. And we're going to get the economy all straightened out.
The economy was the worst
just
it's ever
one
been.
One message. Yeah, it doesn't matter if that's true or not.
Right.
That was his message.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, there were a lot of messages that Kamala was putting out there, but they didn't get. I still go back to she was a candidate for 107 days.
Mm-hmm.
We know a lot enough. About all these other candidates usually during a presidential election. You're forced to learn about them over 2 or 3 years as they're running. But we didn't know Kamala that well, or apparently a lot of people in the middle or the undecideds didn't get to know her.
I mean, the excitement that was built around her was just unbelievable. It was breathtaking. And the young people, the Gen Zers, were out there signing up, registering to vote. All of that was taking place, all of it. And yet it was the men.
let's
put the blame where the blame belongs, man. These guys, the young men out there suddenly thought, Trump is the kind of guy that I want. Toxic masculinity.
Strong
I want
man.
Some of that.
Yeah.
They could just bottle it and carbonate it with caffeine.
With caffeine. I know.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
We can rehash it all we want.
We can. Well, we heard that. Well, there.
What?
Oh, I can't get to that.
What? Which part?
Okay. Now we're curious.
What?
Well,
what are you talking about?
But there is a cut from the Daily Show where Jon Stewart actually took a look at this.
Yeah.
And he actually did say that the campaign was fine. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the right message. And they lost because of the young men. The young and uneducated men, and there was some kind of I don't know what attracted
we'll have to
the men to the Trumps, but we're gonna have to play that cut one of these times.
Okay,
all right,
we'll dig it out.
All right,
getting more texts in here too. By the way,
okay,
you
what
can
do we
text
got?
Us at 608-879-8255 879-TALK. We got a text from my neighbors. Scarborough was talking about Joe Scarborough again going down to Mar-a-Lago with Mika Brzezinski. He was, what is that word, John? Was a politician?
Politic-ish.
Was politic-ish and is sniffing around to get the spot that is open in Florida. Is there still a spot? There's still a secretary or something open?
Oh, could be. Well, wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Come on.
Well, Scarborough sees the writing on the wall for MSNBC, right? You know, he's going to say, oh, well, you know, I know they're going to lose their license. So do you have a spot in your administration?
Maybe. That could be it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, anyway, second in command, Elon Musk. And, you know, we know that they had a big disagreement at one of their dinners.
Right.
Yeah, like that big wouldn't argument. Happen, right?
Big argument in front
it's
of a whole bunch
all the
of
time.
People. Yeah, well, that's it.
Two egos beyond anyone's imagination. Anyway, Elon Musk has a AI chatbot, and it's called Grok. All right,
Grok.
Grok.
G-R-O-K.
Yes. G-R-O-K.
What does that mean?
And it's a term. It's a word used in the 1961 novel Stranger in a Strange Land. Okay. And here's the thing. It's an AI-generated chatbot. And what it did was it found out, somebody asked it, and it came out and said, it labeled Musk one of the most significant spreaders of misinformation on X, his X.
His platform.
Yes, his platform.
Yeah.
Elon Musk might be in charge of Grok, but you know what? Grok kind of went rogue on him, I guess.
Grok.
And this is what it said. It said, based on various analysis, social media sentiment, and reports, Elon Musk has been identified as one of the most significant spreaders of misinformation on X since he acquired the platform. That's what Grok said. Whoops. Well, there might be a few algorithm adjustments after this.
Smackdown
from his own AI system, ironically, came soon after Musk touted the system to his followers in a tweet reading, use Grok for answers that are based on up-to-date info. Okay. And the up-to-date info is that he's the biggest spreader of misinformation on X.
Wow.
So take it for what it's worth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's accurate, actually.
Yeah, it is.
James. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. It is 6:48. Cloudy skies today. It's cool, but getting cooler. Well, temperatures will be dropping through the day down to about 52 by late this afternoon. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning right here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, it is killing me, John and Gordy in the morning. Wow. I mean, this is just, we've gone off the Richter scale as far as democracy.
Well, a little bit more on this Joe Scarborough thing.
Oh, yes.
Doing a little bit more research. They went down to Mar-a-Lago, according to Joe and Mika. They went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time they'd seen him in 7 years. So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And back and forth, they were talking about they didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told them that. What we did agree on was to restart communications.
Oh.
It's just because they didn't want to restart communication.
That doesn't sound right to me at all.
That's what Brzezinski said.
That's wrong.
The meeting between Trump and the Progressive Cable Network hosts, two of the most avowed anti-Trump hosts on television, immediately raised speculation about a detente with the president-elect and spark criticism from some of their fans.
But, well, yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Jarvis, that media critic, said it was a betrayal of their colleagues, democracy, and us all. It was a disgusting show in advance of the administration.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
These are two hosts of a network going to Mar-a-Lago without cameras, without anybody there to report on this. This is not right. There's something wrong with this. I'm suspicious.
They just wanted to turn the page, you know, and just make nice with Donnie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's just, you know, see if we can reestablish communication.
I don't even know why you would do that.
They want to get him on the
show. Don't you want to be at least critical of what's going on in this country? I mean, they're going to obviously have to say something about what Trump does.
Yes.
What his appointees do. You can't just sit there and say, well, you know, we just want to create a friendly atmosphere between us. Is that okay? You can't do that. If you're going to sit there and you're going to be a critique.
Right. Or,
you know, of anything that goes on.
A commentator?
Yeah, a commentator. Yeah. You got to be.
You got to be objective.
You can't sit there and agree to. Well,
they just wanted to reestablish, yeah, you know, some way of communicating.
A friendly handshake,
right,
a quiet dinner together. God, this is so not professional, okay? As far as I'm concerned, this is over the top.
Yeah.
No. Oh, God. Well, you know, you got it. Hey, he's a former Republican. What do you expect?
Well, he is.
Can't change your stripes.
All right. All right. Hey, Catherine's on the phone this morning. Let's go.
Let's talk to Catherine.
Let's see where we're at here this morning. Yeah. Good morning, Catherine.
You're fired.
Listen, I just was disappointed that you feel this way, John, because I had some news. I was going to wait till 8 o'clock when you guys were off the air.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But I do have some interesting news.
Oh, we're going down to Mar-a-Lago?
You're going to Mar-a-Lago, and you're going to interview Donald Trump. Because
excellent.
Because it's important. We've got to say, what choice do we have? Peterson, what choice do we have but to engage for the next 4 years? Mm. We have to talk with him. We have to press him. We have to interview him and have a media relationship, and I'm sending you.
Okay. Well, you better have cameras.
Pack your bags, John.
There better be reporters there as well, because if I have a talk with them, it's going to be reported as news. It's not going to be some friendly handshake behind the scenes agreement that I'm going to be nice to him. I can't imagine why anyone would have a secret meeting, and that's what I'm calling this,
a secret meeting.
Well, some kind of agreement that they have now with Trump and the administration. Come on, Catherine, you know what I'm talking about. Here.
I want a secret meeting, and I want you to lead it.
You go down there. I'll stay up here.
I will.
Nice
okay,
and safe
I'll do that.
Here in Wisconsin, and if we never hear from you again, all we're right. not going to worry about it. It'll be fine, right?
I'm going to be wearing a bug, right?
Yeah. Well, wire you up.
Yeah, wire me up.
Okay.
All right, Catherine. Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All right.
Get your bags packed.
Get your bags packed.
Get ready to go.
Ticket in hand. You're on your way.
Let's all go down there to Mar-a-Lago.
There you go.
Get a big crowd down there.
You've been asking for a vacation. This is your opportunity.
I think that would be great. Be fun.
Bury the hatchet. Say really nice things about Trump after this now.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, you know, it's a new
administration.
It's a great way to keep your
people.
Job, right?
It's a way to save your skin for the next 4 years.
Exactly. Exactly. We won't be in the FEMA camps,
Kiss the ring. I like it.
Or we won't be subject to denaturalization.
Mm-hmm. coming up tomorrow is Mike McCabe Day, because it's Wednesday.
It is.
Yeah. Mike McCabe Day? He's got a whole day named after him?
Every Wednesday is Mike McCabe Day. That's what I'm declaring. He'll be here. And then who do we have on Thursday? Oh, we have Busted Pencils
we have every Thursday. And Chris Kammer's going to make an appearance, right?
Yes. The rock and roll dentist. He's coming back.
Yes.
Is he going to perform for us again? Is he going to bring in the leaf blower again?
I think he's bringing his guitar. I asked him to bring the guitar in. You know, he's got that big holiday display over by University Hospital.
That's right.
And I think he'll be talking about that as well.
Quite a nice line of bushes, and they put LED lights on them, different colored LED lights.
Yeah,
they've been doing
that
for, 30 years or something like that.
They get charities,
and they do it for a charity.
Yes. This portion of the John and Gordy Show, guess what I'm about to say next?
I can't guess.
Watch it be brought to us by somebody other than Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Well, this time around, it is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Let's sell our soul to Trump, okay?
Okay.
Let's just go there and tell him that we're going to be sweet and kind to him.
We're in his corner.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. 6:58. Stay with us.
We were saying,
let
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.